Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. If you are new to the system, I want to start out by welcoming you and also referring you to my website, Star of the Magi, StarOfTheMagi.com. So you can click on the cards and read a little bit about the system. The system that I'm using reveals that the card deck was originally a calendar, and that in ancient times it revealed who we are in this life, what our destiny is and our life path, and what our path to self-mastery is. So that's what we talk about on this show. And the show is open lines. You can call in, ask questions. You can look up your birth date on my website, your birthday card, or you can call me here and ask me about it. I'm happy to tell you whatever I can. I just spent a day and a half in Las Vegas, and I always want to go to Las Vegas, but I very rarely get there. And I think that I know the reason I'm pulled to go there is because that town was originally built on this deck of cards. And it's just fascinating to see the way it's changed and grown, and the high sides and the low sides, and to be there in the middle of it in the desert. It's pretty incredible. I had probably, I felt like I was there for 3 or 4 days just in the first day I was there, and it was all wonderful, fun, and revealing and enlightening, and this is an amazing experience. And after my show last week, I was having lunch with a friend of mine, and he said, you know, so many people listening into my show that don't know anything about the cards. And he said, you sound surprised about that. And I just looked at him, you know, and he said, Sharon, most people don't understand, don't know, you wouldn't even think to know that this is the reality with the card deck. So my purpose in doing this show is to make this available so people learn about it and learn about the system, because it is a very powerful, it's more personalized and more direct, I think, than astrology, although it embodies astrology and numerology. There's an aspect of it that you can get down to the day with, because each day of the year is associated with a card. So, you know, if you're in Aries, that's one thing. If you're in Aries Five of Diamonds, that's another thing. If you're in Aries Queen of Diamonds, that's another thing altogether. Or, you know, an Aries Six of Clubs. So each card actually has a life path. And as people learn about what that means for them, they become more empowered to really express who they are in this world. And that's what's so important to me about this. It's also why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, which if you haven't seen, you can see it on my website. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about, two things today, at least to start with, and anytime anybody feels they want to jump in into the conversation or just call in to ask a question, please feel free to do that. One of the things I wanted to talk about is time, because time is all we have here, and it's a very mystical or mysterious, that's the word I want. Time is a bit mysterious, because sometimes it feels like it drags on, other times it feels like it disappears, and there's everything in between that. Sometimes we have experiences where we feel like we've gone outside of time, like you think, oh, it's going to take me 2 hours to get there, and the map says it'll take you 2 hours to get there. Takes everybody else 2 hours to get there, and you get there in 1 hour and 10 minutes. And it's like, what just happened? So, and then, you know, some people say that time is an illusion. Well, on one hand, all of this is an illusion. And on another, on the other hand, it's all very real. So it's like we straddle, or, you know, perhaps the place of clarity is to straddle and just be right in the middle of it all and observe what's happening. This system, when you look at it, all the, you know, the, and I'm going to have to put this up on my website so people know what I'm talking about that haven't ever seen these plates, but there are 91 charts that make up this system. They're called spreads. And they're fixed. They, as far as they've been done, and that's it, okay? I don't lay cards out. And each one of these charts is composed of the 52 cards, but they move around. And when you work with this for a while and you start to see that this is a matrix. This is the matrix of time. And it isn't dependent on anything. It already is complete. And it's a circle. It goes around. It's not linear. And it repeats itself. So time repeats itself. We all know this. We experience this. History repeats itself. We repeat ourselves until we get the message or learn the lesson or whatever the case may be. And knowing that we've come into this fourth dimension of time and we move through it in our lives makes time a very important thing to understand. At least I think so. And I think that the greater our understanding of time, the more possibility and power we have to dance with time or dance within time or dance outside of time. And I think that we are, you know, when we can do all three of those, then we gain mastery over how we create in our life. I wrote something on my blog. I titled it The Law of Attraction, The Secret, Manifestation and Co-Creation. And it really was inspired. I wrote it when I was in Las Vegas. It was inspired by a conversation that I had with someone about, well, first I had gotten an email, and the email was all about how our thoughts are creating the universe, and it went a little too far out for me because I believe there are greater forces at work here, otherwise we'd really be in trouble. It's like if we had to be responsible for breathing ourselves, we'd probably all be dead pretty quick. So, you know, I read the email and I thought, well, what about co-creation and what about, you know, our self-awareness? Because why does the secret work for some people and not for others? Why do all these processes of manifestation or visualization work for some people and not for others? Some people can just say, okay, I'm going to arrive at the restaurant at this time, want this seat, that parking lot, whatever, blah, 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 and it's all there. Or let's manifest this, and it happens. And other people just work at it like ditch diggers, and nothing occurs. So it's maybe not the process. And I personally believe, and I know this isn't the only oracle that exists. However, I do believe that this is the oldest oracle known to man. I completely believe that. And some people say it comes from Atlantis. Some people say here and there, ancient Egypt. Whoever delineated this little book had to have a perspective from outside of time to see it. So maybe it didn't come from any of those places. The thing that I do know is that it's time for it to be known by everyone. And if you're listening to this show right now, that means you. And the purpose of discovering this, if you already know about this, maybe you want to learn more about it. Because it is a most incredible glimpse into something that we don't normally see. And that is the influences that are constantly working with us moment by moment, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, lifetime by lifetime, and how people and things are moving in relationship to us in such profound ways. When we can see through this system where they are and what they're doing, then we have a greater advantage to gain more from our experiences. I mean, this is what the cards teach us. The clubs teach us this. They govern the mental realm. And, you know, from being in a state of total confusion, which is definitely the mental realm, to having clarity that leads to wisdom is the spectrum of that suit. One of the things that I suggest to my students, because I tutor people one-on-one to learn how to read the system for themselves and for to actually, you know, work with other people doing it. And one of the things that I always suggest to people is the best way to learn about this system is to observe people and observe the suits in action, because the more you learn and see through your eyes of observation, observing people and how they experience life and interact with it, the greater understanding you have. That's why one of the reasons I wrote my book is because, well, my guidance in writing the book was to make it really user-friendly and something that anybody would want to read, and to write the cards so people would want to read more than their own card, which has happened with my book. And I wrote it in a way that it would be friendly to anyone from any walk of life. And the reason behind it was to help people see who they are. Because I've been working with people for many years. And when we understand that we're so unique in our own way and not meant to be like anyone else, not meant to meet anyone else's expectations, and not meant to do anything other than what makes us happy, then we're free. And we also give other people permission to be free. Whatever we give ourselves permission to do, we give everyone else that same permission. And I wanted to just put this information out there. I also know it's my dharma to do this, my karma, my dharma, my destiny, you know, to do this the way I am right now. And it really is for the sole purpose of revealing this oracle to people. Because I think as things progress in time, the way things are going right now, the more solid our foundations are of understanding, the easier it'll be for us to move with the energies as they unfold, appear, and disappear on the planet. Because the planet seems to be entering a very tumultuous time. And it doesn't have to be that way for us, even though we're here with it. It's going to do whatever it does. friend of mine came over the other night, and we were talking, and I mentioned to her that we were talking about earthquakes, because we had a couple of little earthquakes a few weeks ago here in L.A. And I said, well, you know, the San Andreas Fault, typically section by section all the way down, moves about every 100 years. And it's been moving, you know, from Alaska down in that timely manner until our section here. And it's 50 years overdue. And so we were having a whole conversation about this, and we got pretty detailed, and she said, oh, damn, we just created an earthquake, didn't we? And it made me chuckle, and I said, no, I don't think we can do that. But we did tune into something maybe that's inevitable. And we each are so unique how we perceive life. And we can't possibly see through someone else's eyes or feel through their feelings. It's like the question people ask me, you know, well, what if I have the same birthday as somebody? Does that mean I have the same life path? And I say, yes, you do. You could be born the same day, the same minute. And that doesn't mean your experience of life will be the same. There will be tremendous similarities and timely events. They will occur in different ways. If you're hiking through the forest with a friend and you're walking on the same path side by side, you're each having a very unique experience of being there. You're seeing differently, you're hearing differently, you're feeling differently, your feet are touching the ground differently, your stride is different, your rhythm is unique unto you. And that is true for each and every one of us. The other thing I wanted to touch on a little bit that dovetails with this is the whole idea, which I've mentioned a little bit about, of creation and co-creation and our attunement to who we are and our heart's desires. The sevens in the deck teach us to refine our thinking, our emotions, our perception, our way of being in relationship with people, how we use our mind, our thoughts, our beliefs, our concepts, you know, how we live our life. They teach us to refine ourselves. Sevens represent spirituality, and it's funny because when we were in Las Vegas Monday, you know, all the slot machines, if you get 777 or 7777, or even better, 77777, depending on your machine, you win a jackpot, you know? And so much was happening to me. I played blackjack for about 30 minutes, and I've never done that. I'm not a gambler, but it excites me, the whole thing anyway. And I sat down and I learned how to play blackjack. And so, and I was really having a conversation with the cards. I was learning to play and learning how to bet, it was like I was also having a conversation with the cards that were showing up for me. And my little stack of chips was, you know, all I kept saying was, oh, I want my chips to be bigger. I was probably about 5 years old in that 30 minutes. I was just like a little kid. And it was so much fun to just be playing with the cards, but playing with the awareness that each one of them to me is a somebody. It's not a something. It's actually, you know, I've had so many experiences with these cards that they're just entities to me. Each one's like an entire universe. So I was having really fun, and then this woman came and sat down next to me, and the energy shifted, and so, you know, I knew it was time to go. And I did. However, just being in that environment and seeing the numbers and seeing the faces of the cards and realizing that they're just there waiting to be seen, waiting to be heard, and waiting to be known. So it's going to be a very interesting time to watch how the oracle reveals itself now, because I think something's going to happen, and we have a caller. Hello?
Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
I've been listening to you the last few weeks, and I'm enjoying you. I just called in today to see if you might give me my life card reading or any information you feel coming to you.
Hi. Well, thank you for listening, and what's your name?
Peggy.
What?
Peggy.
Peggy?
Yes.
Hi, Peggy. So, when's your birthday?
October 15th.
15?
Yes, October 15.
Okay, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
I'm not hearing you too clearly either.
Okay, well, we'll do our best here. I just want to make sure. Oh, you're the Seven of Clubs, Queen of Spades. Now, were you familiar with this system prior to hearing my show?
You said Seven of Clubs, Queen of Spades?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm not familiar. Your oracle is very new to me. So that's since I've just heard you two or three times on BBS radio.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm so happy that you found us. Now, this isn't my oracle. I just want to clarify that. It's a very ancient system of timekeeping. And I'm just interpreting it in my way, you know, that I'm being guided to. And your birthday, October 15th, is the day of the Seven of Clubs. And the Seven of Clubs is the card that represents spiritual knowledge and the refinement of the mind. Now, so this card is your birth card. So your birth card is like the gown you're wearing to the ball, or the costume you're wearing to the ball. I should say that because men don't wear gowns. They wear costumes, and they're listening too. So our birth card is, it represents our soul's expression in this lifetime. So your soul's expression is coming through this Seven of Clubs, and you embody this. This is a very powerful influence, actually. It's, you have the power to create or manifest or manipulate however you choose to do it. Your mind is very intuitive and very quick. And this card is like your distinguished signature in this lifetime. Okay? So you embody this, and underneath this card, inside, is your spirit card, which is the Eight of Diamonds. So this is who you are on the inside. It represents your inner environment, or your psyche, and the life you live inside with yourself, so to speak. This is a part of you that wants to experience fulfillment of itself. And this card represents power and abundance. And it brings the possibility of recognition for you and also financial security. Then you have a planetary ruling card as well. And
what was that last card?
The Eight of Diamonds.
Okay. Yeah, and then after that, you said...
Then you have a planetary ruling card.
Okay.
And this card corresponds with your astrological sign, which is Libra. So in your life path, this is your Venus card, the Queen of Spades. The Queen of Spades is the card of self-mastery. Now, the challenge, let me tell you what the challenge is. Well, I'll just talk about the cards first, and then I'll tell you what your challenge is with them and what your opportunities are, okay? Okay.
Yes.
So the Queen of Spades is a card of self-mastery. It's a very powerful, intuitive card. It's a card of wisdom. It's a card of power. Then, and the planetary ruling card, which is your Queen of Spades, is a card that how you identify with your, you identify with the characteristics of this card at the personality level. It's like an overlay of traits and characteristics in your personality. And this card very much has to do with your karmic journey through life and also how other people see you. Then you have a soul card. We have lots of cards, but I'm going to do these four with you. Your soul card is the Jack of Spades. And this is a card of the spiritual initiate. And these are, this card represents the gifts that you bring with you into this lifetime. And it shows you how to manifest who you are, the essence of your being, through those gifts as you move through time here. So this card represents your true essence or nature. Now the challenge with the Seven of Clubs is that it's really easy for you to see how to manipulate things to have them how you want them to be. So you have to refine your mind so that you tune in to the greater flow of energy rather than try to make things happen on your own, so that you're engaged in co-creation with things. It's a highly intuitive card. And you draw information, spiritual knowledge to you with ease. And the truth is, you're a teacher. You have the ability to see very easily potential in people, where they need to be going, what they need to be doing. However, they aren't always aware of it themselves. The challenge with the Queen of Spades is it's very easy to end up wasting your time in menial tasks and taking care of other people. The power of this card lies in her ability to create what she wants through her mind, through pure thought, by aligning with all the different aspects of who you are. Your Jack of Spades, the gifts that you bring, this is a card of the spiritual initiate. This is one of the most clever cards in the deck. So you have the ability, you're a natural born magician. You must learn what your learning is with that Seven of Clubs birth card, is to constantly be refining your mind. You know, changing your way of thinking, your beliefs, your concepts and ideas, so that they get more and more pure. And I don't mean in a conceptual way. I just mean so that you're just present in the moment without a lot going on. Because the more you reach to attain that kind of refinement where you're just present, then you start engaging in your power and start co-creating, like I was talking about earlier, with the greater forces of life. I believe that we are God. I don't use the word God much because there are so many concepts hanging all over that word. And I believe that we are that infinite power. And you have cards that want you to be completely aligned with and an instrument of that power.
Yes, that's my purpose.
That is your purpose.
That's my intent. That's my passion.
Yes.
To know the God self, my God self.
Yeah. And the more you live in that presence, rather than any beliefs or ideas about it, the more power you have. Because your planetary ruling card, the Queen of Spades, she's the mother of humanity. It's about the card of the healer, the physician. She is the mother of humanity. It's a very powerful spiritual healer. And she's the card of self-mastery as well. So the cards that you have, your four what I call personal significators, these are really powerful cards. They all envelop, you know, a path of serious self-mastery, actually. And the more you give yourself to just being in that crystalline energy of the moment, you know, the more you're just carried on that magic carpet of serving and being and embodying that energy that you're just by the very nature of your being and being present with yourself, you know, you create transformation for other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I really had a hard time listening to a lot of your words. There was spluttering going
on. Just now?
And, well, during the entire conversation, so there are some things that I missed. What I did hear was very encouraging, and I'm very grateful for it. I'm glad I got through to you.
You know, Peggy, you might want to go on and download the archives of the show. I think it's up the next day or something, so that you can hear what I said to you.
I've tried that in the past. I've subscribed to it for a day or a month, and I can hear the live broadcast, but my computer does not pick up the archive broadcast. I'm not able to hear anything. So
really,
I'm not subscribed at this moment, but I've never been able to hear an archive program. So that's not. I think it's a computer thing. But.
Well, email me. Okay. Have you been on my website?
Your website? Yeah, I've been to your website.
Okay, so go on my website and email me from there. Just where it says contact. And then I'll see if I can put the archive into a file that I can send you and you can hear, okay?
That would be very, very appreciative.
Okay.
Thank you. Then I get the full benefit of your words. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And also, I don't know if you have my book, but if you have my book, you wrote down all four of these cards, right?
I don't have your book yet.
Did you write down the cards that I just told you?
I think I got some of them.
Okay. Send me an email.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Peggy, do you have any other questions?
Not at this time, Sharon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, good. Bye now.
Bye. I really love it when people call in. I want to invite you to call in. I love knowing who's out there, you know. It's really fun for me because I really am doing this as a service. And yes, you know, I'm going to tell you about my website and my book, and it's just because it's going to give you more information. Okay, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, we got Vince in California.
Vince?
Yeah, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm on your website and listening to your show for the first time and did a little work in regards to Oracle support, so you got my attention.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for being here and thank you for calling. When's your birthday?
July 18th.
July 18th. So, were you familiar with this oracle before?
No, I'm just because I've worked within the oracle energy before, it had caught my attention, so I said I gotta be on listen to your show today.
Uh-huh. And you are a Ten of Clubs. Ten of Clubs. Did you know that? Did you see that on the web?
I saw that. I don't know if I
and your planetary. Excuse me?
I said I don't know if I understand it all, but I guess
this
that's
is the card of the teacher and the healer. It's a very powerful card. And it's so interesting that you're calling after Peggy, because Peggy's soul card is the Jack of Spades, and that's your spirit card. And this is the card of the spiritual initiates. So, you know, you can either be a teacher and a healer, or and one who initiates people into greater awareness of who they are, or you could be one of the most clever crooks on the planet. You're supposed to laugh now.
That I did.
You know, and you could go back and forth between the two. So, I feel like I'm supposed to ask you your age.
My age?
Yes.
44.
You are now 44, a very powerful year indeed. This is a year when you sort of go on a journey through your soul. It's almost like recapitulation. It's reviewing life and throwing out what you no longer want to take along and embracing all the wonderfulness that's been there and looking forward to almost the beginning of a new life. You're about to be crowned the king of your suit. So are you working in the healing professions, or?
No, my spiritual journey incorporates a lot of working with healing, and but things to come will have a lot of that with it.
The what?
Things that I have planned to bring forth to the world has a lot of that involved.
You see, this year, age 44, your spirit card, the Jack of Spades, is sitting in your birth card's house. Now, that probably sounds like Greek. But what that means is who you are on the inside wants to emerge now. So that part of you inside that you've been in conversation with and in relationship with your whole life, and you know who you are, but maybe not everybody else sees.
Yeah.
That part of you is now stepping up to the plate. It's coming out of the elevator, out of the closet, whatever you want to say. It's like, okay, I want to lead the way now. I want you to make me happy. When you do the bidding of your spirit card, you are happy, 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 because your spirit is free to express itself. The Jack of Spades is the card of the spiritual initiate. It's also the card of the actor. It's also an incredibly intelligent business card. I mean, you can do anything you want with this card. You must know that the higher you reach, the greater and more expansive your life is going to be. Because this card, you know, likes to dance on a big dance floor. Doesn't want to be on the 8x10 dance floor. It wants to be on the dance floor where there is no end to the floor, and you can't see the ceiling, and the music is perfect and nonstop. It's like this card is full of creative energy and full of wisdom, natural wisdom. So you embody an innate wisdom. That innate wisdom has risen to the surface and now wants you to acknowledge it, embrace it, and move with it. And how you do that, like when you turn 35, then you have the same spread, except for one card that you had when you were born. And so what you're doing, it's like in this year, age 44, you're aligning with that inner part of yourself more profoundly than you ever have. And then when you turn 45, you're going to bring it present into the world around you and project it. That's what your opportunity is. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Are you smiling?
Yes.
I can tell. I can hear it. So it's exciting. It's a very exciting time. And your planetary ruling card, which is like, it's like an personality overlay, is the Five of Clubs. This is a card of the adventurer. You know, this card likes variety and adventure and new learning, and your mind is probably very quick. Very, very quick. You have good cards for making money, too, by the way. You may already know that. But you end. So, you know, adventure and variety and change are all very stimulating for you. They're nurturing and stimulating. They inspire you. Yes?
Yes.
So right now, since you're just like a sponge, let's see, where are you?
Know that, huh?
What?
You know that, huh?
That you're like a sponge?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it. So right now, where are you? What month is this? Oh, you just had your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So you're in your Mercury cycle. Oh, my God, this is so great that you're calling me. I mean, you're right at the beginning of all this.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I mean, you get new cards with your birthday. So the card behind you for the year is the Nine of Clubs. This is the card of higher consciousness. That card's going to be like a Roto-Rooter. Let's just get rid of all where you thought you were going, what you thought you were doing. It's bigger than you think. So, you know, it's like hold on and let go. Because you're in for quite a ride, and you're going to be networking with a lot of very powerful people, actually. You have a lot of creative writing energy right now. Are you writing? Or are you using writing in any way or thinking about it?
I'm doing it to communicate with others in business.
With business?
Large international type business deals.
Uh-huh. Man, you have so much creative energy right now. I mean, if this isn't focused, it can make you feel like a pinball that's not going down the hole. He's moving around. You have a lot of creative energy right now. And it's really important for you to be around a lot of people, social events, things like that. Lots of good things can come from that. And following your intuition could lead you to large sums of good fortune. So do you have any specific questions? Because, you know, I want to give people, you know, I could stay on the phone with you probably for 3 hours.
Okay.
I can just feel like you're so open. I could just pour, you know, your whole life past.
Oh, yeah, I could easily do that. Yeah, I do have one question. Speaking of money and those type of things and the creative stuff coming out right now, what does the cards do in regards to or helping? In other words, it's hard to say this, but in my business dealings, like monies were sent. They weren't received. The banks are, you know, kind of messing up along that way, and it's creating some...
You sent money and they didn't receive it?
No, money was sent here.
Money was sent to you?
Yeah.
And you didn't get it?
Yeah, and it's...
Was this before your birthday?
Just last week.
So that... It was after your birthday?
Yeah. So...
This is pretty wild energy you've got right here. It could cause things to get lost. But they will be found.
Yeah.
But you're sure they sent them?
Yes. I discovered that. So I'm kind of curious in this time where I know I'm coming in, just from what you just said, coming into this year of really figuring out, you know, where my life path is kind of going. And it sounds like next year I start putting all this stuff I've learned and all this monies to use to go out there to the world. But why this struggle in the financial arena right now?
Let me just tell you something that I just saw. I was almost going to interrupt that question to tell you that. There's a little bit going on here about you and financial responsibility. About you learning financial responsibility. Does that make sense to you?
I guess it does.
Okay. So you need to take that step. And that's why the money hasn't shown up. There's something you need to shift inside of yourself regarding money. And this nine of clubs that's behind you, if you're not careful, it can make you feel like a victim.
Yeah.
So if you go there, it's going to create all sorts of disconnects, especially with money, because it's sitting in the house of financial responsibility. Once you get this straight in your head, and any threads of victim need to be destroyed. Totally.
Okay.
And replaced with, you know, the fact that you're the participant, you're the creator, you're the one. Because you're living in the Jupiter line this year. It could be amazing for you only if you're really clear about your relationship with money and you're absolutely in integrity and responsible with it for yourself and anybody else.
Nice.
Big lesson, age 44. Learn it quick because all in front of you, there's a lot of abundance that wants to happen. And a lot of amazing people want to bring it to you. You with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. You got it?
I don't know how on you are. Or maybe you do.
How? So you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I guess we better let you get to somebody else, because you're right. We could go on for hours.
We could, absolutely. And I do private readings for people, so, you know. I should give out my phone number right now. If anybody wants a reading, you can call me. My number is 323-850-0812. And you can also contact me through starofthemagi@earthlink.net or sharonjeffers@starofthemagi.com. I should look and see if anybody's emailed me during the show. So, Vince?
Yes.
Bless you for being a Ten of Clubs man. I love Ten of Clubs men. And thank you for calling in. And, you know, you can email me. You can call me if you have questions. You might want to go on my website and read about yourself. If you want to know more, then you can get my book and read about yourself even more.
Very well. Very insightful. Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So when I get people on the phone, I want to stay there. I wish Peggy and I had a better connection. It was really hard for us to hear each other, but hopefully I'll be able to get that information to her. I just have a few more minutes, and so... if anyone wants to call in real quick, I have time for one more person, I think. I do have time for one more person. And I welcome you to call in. And, oh, there's Peggy. Hi, Peggy. I'll answer your email after the show. Okay, Teresa, call on in if you want to. Right now, I only have a few more minutes, and then I have to get off the phone. I just looked at my email, so now I'm talking to people that email. So, there we go. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
I'm Rebecca.
Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in.
Sure. You need my birthday, right?
Yes, I do.
October 17th.
October 17th.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the cards?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
So my birth card is, I think, a club of fives, is it?
It's the five of clubs, and I'm just having a real cosmic moment here because that was Vince's planetary ruling card, and his spirit card was Peggy's soul card. So you're all connected here today. It's really exciting. So, yes, you are a Libra five of clubs.
Okay.
Which means your planetary ruling card is the ace of spades. That's a very grounding factor for that Five of Clubs energy because the Five of Clubs is a very fast-moving mental energy. It likes change and movement, and your mind is probably really quick, and you probably love to share what you know with people.
Yeah.
Love conversation, yes? And then you got this Ace of Spades backing you up here, which can really... that card can support you to do whatever you want to do. That's very ambitious energy.
Okay.
Do you experience that?
Yes, I do.
Yes. I would think you could make things happen pretty easily, you know, with or without other people. They either join you or they have to get out of the way.
Right. Either you're with me or you're not.
Exactly. So what can I do for you today?
I've had this ongoing thing where I continue to lose my car keys.
Uh-huh.
Also, my cars, I have two cars in hopes that one will run at one time, and either the battery goes dead or I have problems with, like, the headlights going out or the taillights. And this has been ongoing.
For how long?
Well, I don't know, probably a year or more, and now it's intensifying, so it's happening more. So now I lost my keys at work, and my car is at work. And there's something here, and it just continues to come into my life more and more until I get what's going on.
Okay. You know, I don't usually do this on this show. I don't think I have done this on the show. Because, you know, what people probably don't know about me is I'm also a medium.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there's someone. Is your father on the other side?
Yes.
I feel like he's trying to communicate with you.
Okay.
And it has some, boy, can I do this right now? I really feel like he's trying to get your attention and has something to do with the direction you're going in, a choice that you're making or about to make or in the process of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Well, perhaps because being an ace of spades, you could be a little bit like a torpedo.
Yeah.
And when you decide you're going in a direction, you're just going in that direction.
Yes.
And you don't always listen, maybe?
That's exactly what's been going on right now. I've been trying to get grounded because this is like, okay, things are shutting down where you can't move, so to speak.
Right, because you're supposed to stop.
Okay.
What is your age?
46.
Because I just want to look at this in the cards.
Okay.
I know it'll be confirmed. Where's your card? The Ace of Spades. Oh, yes. My darling. Okay, so, oh, my God. All right, so this is how profound these cards are, and I have to do this in less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
You have the Nine of Spades, which is the Death card.
The Death?
And wait, don't jump to any conclusions yet, which represents death. It's sitting in the house of the Father, and it's in Neptune, which is the other side.
Uh-huh.
So what I just told you is in your cards.
Okay.
You need to sit down. Okay, this is how I'm hearing it. You need to sit down and shut up, okay? And I don't mean that in a ridiculous...
I got it.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Until you are zero. Nothing coming in and nothing going out. You're totally available, open, and receptive.
Okay.
And then you will understand what you're actually meant to be doing because it's not what you've been pushing at.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, I do.
Very great.
Okay, and a way to do that is, I guess, through, like, meditation? And
absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, if, you know, you might want to go sit a 10-day Vipassana meditation course if you can. You need to really just change your rhythm.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 seconds in meditation before I zoom out the door is not quite cutting it anymore.
No, it's not. You know, an hour perhaps, but
okay.
You really need to just get still, and that's why you can't find your keys or your car doesn't work, or,
okay.
You know, and I do feel the Father from the other side, and your cards just confirm that. And you want to communicate with him. This is a very important relationship for you this year, age 46.
Okay.
Okay, so the rest of the time that you have, and you're in Neptune right now.
Okay.
You shouldn't make any major decisions till after your birthday.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm so glad you got through to me.
Well, I called back a second time to say, hey, I think she can take me again. So this just worked out. It's supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure you had a little help from the other side.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome, Rebecca. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to thank everyone for listening today. And, you know, I also want to put this out to you. If there's anything, a topic that you want me to explore, discover, talk about, whatever, I'm totally open to those suggestions. You can email them to me. And because it's actually helpful for me. And I want to thank Peggy and Vince and Rebecca for calling in. And I want to thank all of you for listening. And for those of you that didn't get to call in, please try again next week. And I wish you all a wonderful, rich, deep, yummy week and a fabulous rest of the day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye.